You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Jackson could be getting over 200 affordable and workforce units right outside of downtown. The town in Teton County bought the former Virginian RV park off Snow King Avenue for $28 million last summer and considered proposals from private developers Monday. Top of mind, avoiding spending more public dollars. The leading applicant is the Texas-based Penrose Group, which is asking for $10 million extra. Out of all applicants, that's the lowest ask, with others needing over $20 or even $50 million. Carrie Cruz is from the local Housing Supply Board, which recommended choosing that company.
And the financing is less risky, more straightforward, and frankly, puts more onus on the developer to come up with the equity versus this B&E.
If Penrose is selected, that $10 million could come from SPET, local sales tax dollars. But if the developers need more money than that, they're expected to come up with those dollars themselves. The Penrose plan includes a big green space and a mix of units from low to middle income earners. And according to housing staff, it offers the broadest affordability for renters and owners. Town and county commissioners voted to continue the conversation to a future meeting and wait to officially select a developer. Jackson Fire EMS introduced an updated community wildfire protection plan to local officials yesterday. And for the first time, it could aim to make the entire town fire-resistant. KHOL's Dante Philpla-Ankney reports this comes as wildfires in the West become more frequent and intense with climate change, blurring the line between risk to urban and rural areas.
The Wildfire-Urban Interface, or WUI, contains areas where human development meets wilderness. In the past, the WUI boundary mainly included the fringes of town, or the more rural areas of Teton County. But now, the entire town of Jackson could be included, since according to Jackson Fire EMS, you don't need to be right next to wilderness to be considered at risk of wildfire. Mike Moyer is the fire chief.
I think most of our community has been here long enough to see the smoke in the air, experience the fires that have encroached on the valley and the homes and town over the years.
Jackson hasn't seen any major wildfires in recent years, but the town's wildfire risk is higher than 84% of communities throughout the U.S., according to the Forest Service. And with so much wilderness surrounding the town, officials say there may not be enough manpower to protect the town if there's a fire. Preventative measures need to be taken. If the updated plan is passed this summer, all new large developments and renovations in Jackson would need to be more fire-resistant, and some fuels, like trees, would need to be thinned in development areas. Dante Philpla-Ankney, KHOL News.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.